I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report in conversation with Montreal newscaster Hudson Foga, back from Amish country, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. But as I understand it, Hudson, the Amish don't really want contact with the outside world. So how can you as the visitor experience them?
Well, it's the tourism industry around them that's really thriving. It employs as many people in Lancaster County as there are Amish themselves. That is over 16,000 people. Well, many Amish themselves have bacon craft shops, roadside stands, farmers markets, that kind of thing. But many in the tourist biz are actually Mennonites who are open to sharing their culture. The bed and breakfast I stayed at, neighboring an Amish farm, is run by a young couple who've renovated a barn into a beautiful suite, close related to the culture, but they aren't in it anymore, so they can tell you all about it. There are horse and buggy rides that you can take with Amish people, tours of old homesteads, covered bridges there. For a real-time cultural event, you have to go to an auction sale. Get a rocking chair, a doll, or antique. The variety is astounding, but what you really want to look for are the quilts. They call this the quilt capital of the USA. Always remember one Saturday looking off a bridge at a small town named Gordonville. Virtually thousands of people gathered at all the different stations, a mix of people, city clothes, ordinary clothes from the locals, and the plain clothes of the Amish people. Yes, you can speak to them. They're people. They're very polite and straightforward. But please don't take photos. They think that's vain, and it'll likely make them turn their backs on you.
The name of the bed and breakfast that Hudson stayed at, the Stony Hill Barn Bed and Breakfast, 717-786-4337. Information on Lancaster County at 1-800-PA-DUTCH. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.